Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to the book of Hosea today. Hosea chapter 2 and 3, and just put your finger in there and kind of leave it there because we're going to look at a few verses in Hosea. I always love the prophets. They have so much to say to us as it applies to our lives and how we live our lives. Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Let's start at Hosea 3, rather, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord said to me, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 of Hosea. And the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel. Though they run and turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and a homer and a lekath of barley. And I said to her, you must not dwell as mine. You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man, so will I also be to you. I don't know how you men would respond to God telling you to go marry an unfaithful woman. But that's what God called Hosea to go do, to go marry an unfaithful woman. It would seem to go against all reasoning according to the law of the Old Testament. He probably responded much like Peter did in Acts chapter 10. When the sheet came down and God told Peter to go eat the unclean animals, or Peter said, oh no, Lord, no, not me. I'm not going to do that. What did God tell Peter? Don't call unclean that which I've called clean. But why did God tell Hosea to violate the Old Testament law and go and marry Gomer, a woman who lived a life of sexual immorality? Well, it was because God wanted Hosea to understand the heart of God. And he wants us to understand the heart of God. What God was feeling about Israel's unfaithfulness to him. Do you think God has feelings? Can the Spirit of God be grieved? Are we created in the image of God? Then that answer is true. God can be offended. God can be hurt. And God was trying to give an object lesson through Hosea of the pain and the hurt that God was feeling because of unfaithful Israel. Did God have children that disobeyed him? Look at Hosea 6, verses 6 and 7. Just slide over there for a moment. Hosea 6, verses 6 and 7. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. And the word knowledge there also refers to the obedience of that knowledge. But like Adam, they transgressed the covenant. There they dealt faithlessly with me. So does the fact that God had children that disobeyed him make him a bad father? No. No, it does not. For those of us who have children that are not listening to us the way we'd like them to, just remember, God had the same problem. God had children that didn't listen to him. If you believe in the doctrine of election, then you realize that ultimately God has more to do with how your children turn out than you do. I've learned that when a child turns out the way we want them to turn out, we must not take too much credit. Our middle son Noah, as a kid, you wind up, you let him go, and he just simply does what God wants him to do. And when they disobey, we do not beat yourself up, and you realize ultimately God is the one who's going to decide their ultimate destiny. So what is the solution to our sin and our children's sin? Look at Hosea 5:15. I will return again to my place. Where is God's place? It's high and lifted up. It's lofty. It's holy. Until they, referring to the nation of Israel, acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. Notice he didn't say my hand. He said my face. And in their distress, earnestly seek me. You know, guys, God doesn't play games, does he? until we get serious with Him and are willing to repent of the things in our lives that He's pointing out in our lives, it says He's going to return to His place. That's why it's very important for us to daily take deep introspection of our own lives and ask the questions, what are the sins in my life that's keeping me from being what God wants me to be? What are the things in my life that I daily need to repent of in an honest way and say, Lord, these are the things that's keeping me from having the most intimate relationship that I'd like to have with You. We know positionally that we've been given the righteousness of Christ. We know that. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen? But there's a practical relationship, isn't there? And just as Hosea was to go marry this unfaithful woman to understand the grieving heart of God, what is it God may have to do in our life to help us understand what we need to do to repent of the sins in our life, whether it be pride, whatever it might be, in order to have that intimate relationship that God wants us to have with Him? Because He will return to His place until we earnestly seek Him, until we're willing to be honest with Him and be honest about our own sin and not rationalize it. Not say it's my husband's fault or it's my wife's fault or it's my children's fault. I love what, you know, Nathan said to David, thou art the man. And that's what we need to say to ourselves sometimes. We are the man. We are the woman that's dealing with these things in our life. Father, we come to You this morning and we ask, Lord, like Hosea, that You would help us understand the heart of God better. That we would grieve over the things in our life that need to change. We'd get rid of our pride and we'd get rid of our, Lord, preconceived ideas of the way things ought to be, like Peter. We would call things unclean when You would call them clean. Help us, God, to understand the way You think. And forgive us, Lord, when our humanness and our sinfulness and our sin that was passed down to us through Adam controls our lives. Help us daily, Lord, to be what You want us to be. We thank You for the cross and for the forgiveness of sins. And may we daily come back to that cross and seek Your forgiveness. In Your name we pray. Amen.